Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny system. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
New year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Do not ask for whom the bell tolls, because we don't actually know. And how much more of this do we really need?
There's Haaland's action directly impacting Nick Pope's ability to play the ball.
Here we go.
Hello, I'm Ian McIntosh, and welcome to Route 1, your concise yet comprehensive thrice-a-week show. It's football fast, no faff, so without any further ado, let's go Route 1 in association with FitzDares. Long-time listeners or readers of anything I've done since wobbling nervously into football media in 2006 will know I am rather partial to a football manager game. But I've always been quite clear that while it's an excellent simulator of a pretend football match, it's not actually just like being a football manager, in the same way that playing Call of Duty isn't actually just like being in the Special Forces. This week, you can make the argument that being the Real Madrid manager isn't actually just like being a football manager either. Xabi Alonso took the job in the summer. He did football manager things like asking the players to turn up on time for training and subbing off Vinicius Jr. for not doing his job. And he got sacked for it. Now, given that this decision must have been made before Madrid lost to Barca in the Spanish Super Sports Washing Cup, and that the team is only 4 points off the top of La Liga at the halfway point, and on course to skip the Champions League playoffs, the only conclusion can be that the decision had nothing to do with his ability to manage a football club, and everything to do with his ability to manage spoiled multimillionaire 20-somethings with only a loose understanding of the concept of a team sport. Alonso will be hurt by his treatment, and rightly so, but he'll be fine. He won a title with a team known internationally as Bayer Leverkusen on account of their never winning anything. His next job is going to be a big one. But where it will be is anyone's guess. Now, I'll level with you. If I just got paid out nearly 10 million euros by Real Madrid, my next move would be to Mustique for 6 months of drinks with umbrellas in them. But I do have the feeling Xabi will want to get back in the saddle quite swiftly and prove a point to his former employers. And his sudden appearance on the job market might just empty some pretty big saddles. First up is Tottenham, where the mood was mutinous even before Christmas when Spurs were gubbed by Nottingham Forest, and it hasn't really improved after a run of just a single victory in 7 games. Chris Iansen-Miller is the host of the Spurs podcast The Extra Inch. Chris, would you take Alonso at Spurs, and why would that be?
Hell yes, and this might seem mean-spirited about a man who's very popular in football, for good reason, you know, very likeable characters, done an amazing job at Brentford. But at this point, it is anyone but Thomas Frank. That's not an exaggeration. Since we last spoke, our listeners have been emailing us in droves to tell us that they are bored rigid. They do not give a shit about our games anymore. Some people have stopped watching. They're checked out. They're barely celebrating goals because they just expect an equaliser to follow or for us to lose or whatever. It is miserable, miserable football. It is send it to the fullback and punt it down the line and try and work something from the second balls. You know, yes, I appreciate that just because we're Spurs fans, there's a degree of entitlement around the swashbuckling style that we expect because of, you know, famous quotes from our history. But that is the reality of what Spurs fans expect. And when you pay the highest ticket prices in the country, I think it's reasonable to expect better than this, a lot better than this. And so, yeah, Xabi Alonso, absolutely. Michael Carrick, hell yeah. I mean, like, he might be a terrible coach, but he might bring some joy.
Next up is Liverpool. Now, I know what you're thinking. They're unbeaten in 11 games. They're in a Champions League spot. Why on earth would they need a new manager? But I put it to you, sir or madam, that they have been less than convincing in some of those games. Need we discuss Wolves and Leeds again? And that enough resentment has built up already this season that one more bad run of form might just have the Reds considering their options. Lola Katz-Roberts is a contributor to the Anfield Wrap and Sky Sports News. Lola, what does Alonso's sudden availability mean to you?
Xabi Alonso's sudden availability probably means more of the same for Liverpool fans. And I'll clarify that by saying that his situation at Real Madrid is one that you know, we've been keeping a close eye on for some time, really since results started going wrong for Liverpool back in October. But, you know, even going back before that, he was the first choice of most fans and, of course, Michael Edwards when the process to replace Jurgen Klopp began in 2024. The attraction to Alonso for Liverpool is very obvious. First and foremost, he's a club legend. He knows the club inside out and is very, very warmly remembered for his contributions on the pitch during his time at Liverpool. And then you add to that his achievements as a manager at Bayer Leverkusen, in which he vanquished the all-conquering behemoth that is Bayern Munich and turned Neverkusen, as they were nicknamed, into a winning machine, going the entire domestic season unbeaten. He clearly has the footballing credentials to deliver in a major job. What happened at Real Madrid doesn't raise any doubts, really, about his ability to succeed at the top level, and he certainly won't be short of suitors. But in lots of ways, Liverpool and Real Madrid couldn't be more different. Liverpool is a family club, and as demonstrated by the banner on the Kop that now bears Arne Slot's face, of course, which is a Mount Rushmore of managerial greats at Liverpool, this is a football club where the manager is revered and respected, the polar opposite of the Galactico-powered player-led culture at Real Madrid. Then, of course, there is the Florian Wirtz factor. Despite the goals and assists starting to flow in recent weeks for the man they call Flo, there is the nagging feeling that Slot isn't 100% sure how best to deploy him and get the most out of his clearly otherworldly talents. And one man who does is Xabi Alonso. Jeremy Frimpong is another who would very obviously benefit from having Alonso at the helm, having thrived at right wing back in that all-conquering 23-24 Leverkusen side. So, for now, it's only a suggestion. But for many Liverpool fans whose last remaining objection to getting rid of Slot was the lack of elite options to replace him, this is the straw that breaks the camel's back. And if results or performances don't reach the levels required, the clamour for Alonso in the dugout might just reach irrepressible levels.
Now, I've left out Manchester United on the basis that their fans might be a little upset at a former Liverpool player coming in. Though if that is the case, they'll never believe who Sir Matt Busby used to play for. Anyway, I think it is possible it could happen, but given that the United job is basically effecting cultural change in a broken dressing room at one of the biggest clubs in the world, I wonder if Ineos might see the last few months as a bit of a stumbling block. The Manchester City job might be available too. Enzo Maresco will certainly hope so. But would Alonso be the first choice? I don't know that he would be, because Vincent Kompany has demonstrated his credentials so well at Bayern Munich, and if I was City, that's where I'd be looking. Sorry, Enzo. But all that being so, it would open up the Bayern Munich job, wouldn't it, Seb Stafford-Blohr? So how likely does that look?
It's difficult because so much seems to have changed in the last 18 months. While Vincent Kompany was appointed as a kind of fifth or sixth choice, he's been an outstanding appointment. The club are really, really happy with him and have extended his contract. So I don't know that he leaves Munich anytime soon. And even if he were, I think a name to keep in mind is Sebastian Hennes. The FB Stuttgart head coach, who's Bavarian, coached Bayern's under 19s, the nephew of Uli Hoeneß, of course. And he's developed a really, really strong reputation. And also, I think it's important to recognize that, yes, Xabi Alonso being dismissed by Real Madrid doesn't necessarily damage his reputation, but it has called into question his ability to handle the kind of oversized egos okay, aren't quite in as much supply as they are at Real Madrid at Sabanastrasse, Bramier's headquarters, but are still there. And I think that's a legitimate question. So his candidacy is a little bit less than what it was in 2024.
And you can find more of Sepp Staffer-Bloor at The Athletic, of course. Wherever Alonso goes, though, I'm sure he'll do very well. His work at Leverkusen was genuinely extraordinary. And I think Real Madrid will come to regret their decision-making in time, because what they've done this week is essentially a license for indiscipline. Why should any player ever listen to a manager again? Why should the first team turn up on time to training? They now know all they have to do is whine loudly enough and Florentino Perez will swing the axe. So good luck to Alonso's replacement, his former Liverpool teammate and friend Alvaro Arbeloa. You'll be absolutely fine, mate. Just don't ever substitute Vinicius Jr. Football can be very strange, and I often end up with custard pie on my face when I come out strongly on something. So I should tell you that Real Madrid are currently 10-1 for the Champions League with our friends at Fitstairs. If you like those odds or you'd like to see other odds and you're over 18, check out fitstairs.com, but please gamble responsibly. Manchester United have confirmed that Michael Carrick will return to the club as caretaker head coach until the end of the season. He brings with him a wealth of experience. He's got former England number two Steve Holland, Johnny Evans, who could probably still do a job at the back, Jonathan Woodgate, who's fluent in Spanish and has carved out a very respectable and eclectic post-playing career, and Travis Binion, who's been coaching the youth teams at United since 2021. It's a good lineup, and it kind of makes you wonder if it shouldn't just be the lineup, because what happens when Carrick tells someone to do something in April and they think, well, why should I? Thomas Tuchel's taking over in the summer. What happens if Carrick does really, really well and drags United straight back into the Champions League places, and they are only 3 points off fourth, remember? What happens if they have to get rid of Carrick to make space for Oliver Glasner? They are a very odd football club, but all the best to them. What else has been happening then? Well, it was another bad night for VAR. The League Cup semi-final between Newcastle and Manchester City was held up for nearly 6 minutes while an Antoine Semenyo goal was checked and rechecked and re-rechecked. It was ruled out in the end, and I think that was the right decision. But I also think I'd have been furious if I'd paid God knows how much to stand in the cold for 6 minutes while referees in bunkers drew coloured lines on screenshots. Now, I do think there are two pathways here. Well, three, if you count continuing down this pathway and whining about it every week. But firstly, scrap all VAR and issue an edict to all players, managers and supporters to just grow up. Grow up. Stop being so Trumpian about everything and concluding that anything bad that happens is a weirdly specific shadowy conspiracy against you. It's unspeakably pathetic. We can just go back to normal football and as a group agree to take the occasional stinker on the chin. Or let's have a look at the NFL or at cricket or at any of the sports that have an appeal system. Allow each manager one challenge or two challenges, I don't care. How much will this cost? The Americans give the coaching staff brightly coloured bags of sand to toss in the air to signal their intentions. I think we can afford that. It won't be perfect, but at least we can limit these delays. Anyway, Manchester City won 2-0. Rough one for Newcastle, but no, I don't reckon that tie's over just yet. It was a bit of a shock in France on Monday, though. Paris Saint-Germain got dumped out of the cup at home to Paris FC. They lost 1-0. Manager Luis Enrique said that the result felt unfair, but I did like his summation of the night. He said, "I think it's pretty easy to dissect the game. We played a complete game. We played brilliantly. We did everything right. We deserve to win for sure, but this is a sport where goals decide everything. They scored. We didn't. That's football for you." Can't really argue with that. Arsenal play Chelsea tonight in the other League Cup semi-final. That's on Sky, and there's a good chance for Liam Rosinha to grab a quick trophy. Not that grabbing a quick trophy or even two quick trophies did Enzo Maresca any good, of course. In case you're wondering about the pronunciation of the name, by the way, Liam has said it's Rosinha, but his dad, the former West Ham striker Leroy, says it's pronounced Rosenia, and I don't think anybody's clearer now. We'll go with Rosinha for the time being. Celtic have the chance to go second in the Scottish Premiership. That's a weird thing to say, but it's been a weird season. They're away at Falkirk on Premier Sports 1. Leaders Hearts can go 6 points clear at the top. That's an even weirder thing to say. They play St Mirren, but that is only available on Hearts TV. The semi-finals of AFCON are today. Senegal play Egypt at 5, and then you've got Nigeria-Morocco at 8. Both of those are on Channel 4. Alvaro Arbeloa will haul the knife from between the shoulder blades of his friend and lead out Real Madrid and the Copa del Rey away at Albacete tonight. That's on Premier Sports 2. Inter play Lecce on DAZN. There's also a host of Bundesliga games on tonight. Cologne versus Bayern on Sky. And interestingly, RB Leipzig Freiburg on the Overlaps YouTube channel. We've missed a trick there, haven't we? I wonder if it's too late to bid for the French rights under the name Itinéraire 1. On Thursday, it's a bit quieter. Verona Bologna on DAZN, Como AC Milan on TNT, and Racing Santander against Barcelona on Premier. That's it from us for now. I've been Ian McIntosh. Your producer was Helena Fremantle. We'll see you very soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.